Five MU up and Adam this morning at 6:09. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts and I Love Rock and Roll. Good morning to you. It is up and Adam this morning. A cloudy day about the place. Moderate temperatures too, but little rain around. So that is encouraging news in a very wet part of the Adelaide Hills. Driving through that region yesterday, just noticed just how much surface water is around, especially through that Kaipo Meadows area. And into Echunga. Of course, yesterday there was real concern that the dam at Echunga might fail. Those concerns are still valid this morning, although we believe the SES and emergency services are hopeful of a better outcome later on this afternoon. We caught up with, from the SES, Penny Kasler earlier this morning, just before the news, to discuss that, and here's what she had to say.
Good morning. This is Penny Kasler from the South Australian State Emergency Service. This is an update on the Echunga Dam incident. On Tuesday the 27th of September, the SES were contacted by the landowner of a privately owned dam, which was showing signs of structural failure to the dam wall, less than 500 metres upstream of the township of Echunga in the Adelaide Hills. SES crew, supported by SA Police and SACFS, have worked throughout the night last night to lower the level of the dam using controlled pumping. This had to be done with care to only release water at a rate that did not exceed the capacity of the drainage system of Echunga. Otherwise, this may have still caused parts of Echunga to flood. SES have now been able to reduce the level of the water in the dam by over 2 metres and are consulting with engineers to understand what further works need to take place and will provide updated information to the community later this morning. Road closures remain in place but are being assessed to ensure locals can return to their homes as soon as it is safe to do so. An emergency warning message remains in place. Highly trained personnel from emergency services, including SES Swift Water Rescue Technicians, remain on site until the risk of major flooding is reduced. Further information can be found on the SES website at www.ses.sa.gov.au or by phoning the SES info line on 1800 362 361. And for TTY users, that is 133 677. For SES emergency assistance, please call 132 500, and if the matter is life-threatening, please call 000.
Yeah, that's Penny Kasler from the SES about the incident in Echunga. So the warning's still in place. You'll hear those this morning here on the program until we're told not to. About 65 people in Echunga have been advised to leave their homes and told they're not allowed back until they're given the go-ahead. There are reports around 14 households have refused to leave. 12,000 litres of water a minute is being offloaded at times via pumps, stormwater drains and spillways, and it's all been done in a very controlled manner in order to not overwhelm the drainage system in Echunga, which it's a perilous and at the same time miraculous work being done by some very skilled technicians in Echunga overnight. And we thank them for spending the night there. 6:13, we'll have more details as they come and keep you up to date throughout the rest of the morning. In the meantime, Wilson Pickett and the best songs of all time. This is The Land of a Thousand Dances. I might only have 200 or so in me this morning.